the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, my beloved, we are celebrating the third week in Kiyak. And we are remembered by this day also too, when St. Mary went to Elizabeth. That's why we are singing in the distribution one of the melody. We are saying, a dove appeared at Zechariah's house. She gave peace as she turned. The barren one came out to meet the mother of the Creator. اللي هي بنقول فيها خطرت حمامة في بيت زكريا وفي أميالها أعطت سلام فخرجت ذات العكورية للقاء والدة منشئ الأنام. And one of the symbol of Saint Mary is the dove. That's why we are saying she is the dove that came to Elizabeth. And she brought the peace for all the house and also all the world. Also, we are singing in the Theotokia, the eighth part, the Theotokia of Sunday, Hail to you, O Mary, the beautiful dove. What the meaning of Theotokia that we are singing already in all the Tazbeha, the midnight praising, it's a mother of God. It means God, like Theo, it means God, and Tokos means the mother. In the book of Incarnation, it's written like that. And in them also are the deep theological understanding about the true essence of the godly incarnation, which is beyond comprehension and the human mind, and about the nature of the holy birth of our good Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. Also, Saint Ephrem the Syrian said, Awake, O my harp, your chords in praise of the Virgin Mary. Lift up your voice and sing the wonderful history of the Virgin, the daughter of David, who gave birth to the life of the world. If really I wanted to learn anything, I have to go to St. Mary and learn a lot of lessons from a lot of virtues that she has. One of the main lessons that I have to learn, how to be like a dove and how to keep my peace inside my heart, especially in these days that we are surrounding with a lot of stress, a lot of tribulation, a lot of things. Even if we are in the lockdown and we have a fear in our hearts from the virus, we have a fear from everything in our life. That's why we are singing, O Mary, you have been raised above the cherubim and have become higher than the seraphim, O Mary. And why we are saying that? The throne of God, it's holded and carried by the cherubim and the seraphim. And the womb of Saint Mary carried Jesus Christ, the divine God. And also she gave birth to him. She is higher than the cherubim and the seraphim. That's why we are saying also too, we are remember how she was like a dove, to remember us also when the dove came to Noah and she brought with the dove with her in her mouth the branch of an olive tree, which is a symbol of the peace too. And it's a symbol of our salvation. In 2 Corinthians 13:11, it's written, Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. So the question is, how to live in the peace in these days where there is no peace? If we open the news in everywhere, we will find a lot of bad news that we have. Or we have a lot of people they are departed. Or we have some bad news, for example, about anything else. In these days, how I can live this peace? Number one, I have to learn how to be thankful. To be thankful, when Jesus Christ already did anything to us, we have to thank Him about everything. We are seeing in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also in Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, give thanks to God the Father through Him. I want to tell you a story. It happened last week. When I went to a hospital to get a communion to someone, so I heard someone, he was crying and screaming, and he said, and he was asking God to give him some oxygen to breathe. And he was screaming, and everyone in the hospital listened to him and heard his voice. And when I was walking, I was thanking God about that we have some air to breathe. If you wanted to really live the peace inside your heart, thank Him about everything. Thank Him about that we are walking, that we have hands, that we are seeing by our eyes, that we're still alive, that we have everything in our lives around us. Thank Him about the air that we are breathing. Thank Him about every single moment that we are living. If I wanted to thank Him, I wanted to thank Him about millions and millions and millions of everything in my life. And when I'm thanks Him, I will keep my peace inside my heart. Our issue that we are seeing everything bad. And if we receive any bad news, we are saying, oh, it's bad. Even the people too, they are like, see, they are seeing that 2020, it's very bad. But I want to tell you, there's a lot of blessings in this year. Before the end of this year, we had a lot of blessings. Yeah, we received a lot of bad issues, bad news that happened to our life and our families. But still we are thanking Him about everything, and we still have blessings in everything. So number one, if I wanted to keep the peace inside my heart, I have to thank God about everything. When St. Mary received the news from Archangel Gabriel, she said, may your word to be fulfilled. And also she said, I am a servant of God. If she was thinking for 1 second about what will happen for her, she is not married. She is not married to any man. What the people will say about her? If I'm thinking about, like, exactly I put myself in the same position of St. Mary, I will say to Archangel Gabriel, no, I can't. It's a shame. But she said, thank God for everything, and I'm receiving your news, and I'm a servant of God. So I have to receive anything from His hands and thank Him about everything. If I'm seeing it's bad, it's only from my perspective. But from the perspective of God, it's totally different. He is doing everything for me. We are saying with Him, with also St. Paul, when he said, we are saying, we are calling Him Abba, and He is our Father. So He knows everything about us. And He is looking to us as sons and daughters, and He's doing everything good for us. But only we have to accept what He is doing for us. We have to accept and be and to say thank you. We have to be thankful for everything that God gave it to us. And when she went to Elizabeth, also too, she after she received the news, what happened? She went to Elizabeth, and we read in the gospel today. And when she entered to Elizabeth, she heard a praising from Elizabeth, and she didn't listen to all these words, and she said, "I am a servant of God." And she thanked him too. Number two, I have to give the other an excuse. In Matthew 27:43, "And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, 'The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.'" Even in the very dark moments in Gethsemane, Jesus Christ, he was looking to his disciples and he asked them to pray. And when he went again and he found them asleep, he didn't rebuke them, but he didn't, I know that the flesh is very weak. The spirit indeed is willing, yes, but the flesh is very weak. He gave an excuse to them. He never blaming them, and he never complaining. That's why Jesus Christ, he taught us how to keep the peace inside our heart. Give an excuse to the people. Our issue in these days is that we are complaining about the people and judging the people, and we are not giving an excuse to them. We don't know exactly what they have. That's why we are anxious all the time, and we are complaining about them. In Matthew 7:12, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them." This is what exactly what we have to learn. St. Mary too, in John 2, Jesus' mother told Jesus, "They have no wine," and Jesus replied, "O woman, what has this to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother then said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." You can imagine in a wedding, and the wine is finished. And that's why one of the lessons that I have to learn also too from our mother, St. Mary, she didn't complain. She only heard some voices from the other side that all the wine is finished. What she did, she went to Jesus Christ and said, "The wine is finished. Try to find a solution." Even when he said, "It's not my time now." And she went to the servant and she said, do whatever he tells you. Number one, she has a confidence about what Jesus Christ will do as a mother to the son. And one lesson that I have to learn, I'm asking always my mother her intercession, because her son will listen to her voice and her prayers. Number two, she didn't complain. And she tried to find a solution. So two keys. Now I have to keep my peace inside my heart. Number one, to be thankful. Number two, give the other an excuse. Number three, learn how to be calm. "In returning and rest, you shall be saved in quietness. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not." Isaiah 30:15. Also in Proverbs, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but pervenceness in the breaks is the spirit." هدوء اللسان شجرة حياة وأعوجاجه صحك في الروح. My problem also too that I'm anxious, and when I'm not calm, so I'm I'm saying bad words. And this is not keeping my peace inside my heart. I'm always anxious. I'm always very in trouble. I'm always very sensitive. I'm saying bad words. I'm replying. I'm not thinking. That's why I have to control my tongue. I have to control my mind to keep the peace inside my heart. I remember when I was young, there is a Catholic nun. She told me when I was young, if you want to talk, try to move your tongue 7 times before talking. It means like you have to wait until you reply. You have to think about what you will say, because after you, what you will say, you will regret. That's why you have to wait. Also, I learned from my previous work, I'm not replying to any email. For example, if I receive a bad email or very hard email, so I have to wait a few hours, and after that I have to reply, not to reply immediately. So one lesson I have to learn from also Saint Mary, she is not replying. She's keeping everything in her heart. And when she wanted to say something, it's on time. So learn how to be calm. Also, to number one, I have to say Jesus Christ prayer. If I feel I'm angry and I wanted to reply, I wanted to do something, or someone did something bad for me, and I wanted to keep the peace inside my heart, say Jesus Christ prayer. Number two, I have to flee from the place that I am existing where. For example, if I am fighting with anyone, or there is with a family or whatever, I have to leave the place and I have to go to my room and I have to be calm and I have to say Jesus Christ prayer. And also do what you love. Do whatever you love. If you like, for example, to pray, pray. If you like to draw. If you don't like even to cook and say Jesus Christ prayer at the same time. So you keep yourself calm. 3 things to keep myself calm: say Jesus Christ prayer, flee, do whatever you love. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. So three points to keep the peace inside my heart. Learn how to be thankful, give the other an excuse, learn how to be calm. Number 4, learn how to smile. I remember when I was in the monastery, one of the monks, I was going to the liturgy in the morning, so I was like thinking about what I would do in the liturgy, and I was walking the long way to the monastery from our building. So one of the monks met me in the middle, and he was looking to me, so he stopped me and he told me, "Where's your smile in the morning?" So I told him, "I don't know, but I'm going to the liturgy now, I have to focus." So he said, "Number 1, smile, to let your heart smile." And I remember that I have to keep my smile on my face. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but that by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Al-qalb al-farhan yaj'al al-wajh taliqan wa bi-huzn al-qalb tanṣaḥik ar-ruḥ. In Proverbs 15:13. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, this is exactly then Mark 10:21. When the young man, a rich young man, came to Jesus Christ and he said, "I want to inherit the kingdom of heaven." And Jesus Christ, he said to him about the commandments and everything, but before telling him to sell everything, like he was looking to him and loved him. And how that's why this is a Mark only who wrote that. I don't know how St. Mark noticed that Jesus Christ loved him, for sure he had a smile, and this smile was full of love. This is exactly what I have to do. I have to keep my smile, even if I don't want to keep the sadness inside my heart, so I have to smile. Smiling, it smiles my heart too. And this is exactly what Saint Mary was doing. You can imagine that all the disciples and the apostles went to the room and they were praying only, but they have fear inside their heart. And Saint Mary gave them the peace. Even when she didn't know what happened, even like her son, he was crucified. And after that, he heard that he already, he rose from the dead. But she kept her smile to give the peace to the people, to the disciple and the apostles. I want to also to keep my peace inside my heart, to keep my smile on my face, and also to keep the peace too inside the heart of the people around me and my family. 4 points to keep the peace inside my heart. Learn how to be thankful. Give the other an excuse. Learn how to be calm. Learn how to smile. 5, learn how to cry to God. Every time I have no peace inside my heart, I have to cry to God. Out of the depth I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Psalm 130. من الأعماق صرخت إليك يا رب يا رب اسمع صوتي لتكن أذنيك مزغيتين إلى صوت تضرعي. Every time I wanted to keep the peace inside my heart, I have to cry. I have to go out of the depth. I have cried to you. When I'm crying to God, He gives the peace to me. I'm asking Him the help. When Moses said, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? And God asked Moses about that because he was crying and he has inside the depth. And he said, I'm crying to you. So God said, why you are crying? He said, because I wanted to keep the peace inside my heart. All the nations were crying to him, where is your salvation? And the world was crying, and after that, God came to him and gave the peace that I gave it to you. If I wanted to keep the peace inside my heart, I'll cry. One day, I had an issue, so it was very hard. So I was calling my father of confession, and he said, so I'm trying to tell him about this problem and issue. So what he said to me, where are you now? So I told him, I'm driving. So he said, go to the altar and cry. And this is exactly what happened, that the peace come to my heart. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Why? Because Hannah was crying to God, and what happened, after she was crying, she received a good news and the peace came to her heart. 5 keys I have to learn to keep the peace inside my heart. Learn how to be thankful. Give the other an excuse. Learn how to be calm. Learn how to smile. Learn how to cry to God. And finally, learn how to forget. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13. أيها الإخوة أنا لست أحسب نفسي أني قد أدركت ولكنني أفعل شيئا واحدا إذ أنا أنسى ما هو وراء وأمتد إلى ما هو قدام، أسعى نحو الغرض لأجعل جعالة دعوة الله العليا في المسيح يسوع. I have to forget the past what happened. If God forgive and forget what I did in my sin, what about myself? Why I'm thinking about the past? Why I'm living about what happened? Why I'm not forgetting what who did bad things with me, and who and why I'm not forgetting the past in my life? St. Paul said, I'm reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. My eyes should be going toward Jesus Christ all the time in the heaven. I'm not looking again to the back, to the history, to the stories. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will remember, or not remember your sins. Isaiah 43:25. أنا هو الماحي ذنوبك لأجل نفسي وخطاياك لا أذكرها. Don't remember again your sin if you confess and repent. And if someone did anything bad for you, also forgive and forget. That's why we are saying that we are learning the sixth point of how to keep the peace from St. Mary. Also, she forgot everything about what the people said, and she was only looking forward to meet her son. Six points I have to learn today from St. Mary, the beautiful dove, to keep the peace inside my heart. Learn how to be thankful. Give the other an excuse. Learn how to be calm. Learn how to smile. Learn how to cry to God. And learn how to forget. And glory be to our God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostal, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten of the Father, by whom all things are made. The Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, rose from the dead according to the scriptures. He ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. And one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Logite Which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, amen.
مسرتك يا الله املأ قلوبنا من سلامك طهرنا من كل دنس ومن كل غش ومن كل رياء ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكار الشر الملبس الموت اجعلنا مستحقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بغير وقوع في دينونة من موهبتك غير المائتة السمائية بالمسيح يسوع ربنا
افرحي
Oh.
يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا. وارحمنا. تقدموا على هذا الرسم، قفوا برادة وإلى الشرق انظرونا.
Upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated, stand
before whom stand the angels, the archangels, principalities, authorities, and throne dominions, and the powers.
Look towards the east.
You are he around whom stand the cherubim. full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend
the cherubim worship.
Obeyed your commandment by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life, and we're exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always been our holy prophets. And in the last day you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Incarnated, begin, and taught us the way of salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own. For our salvation and to death, I cheering over us, we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen.
وقام من الأموات في اليوم الثالث وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة. هذا الذي يظهر فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد كنحو أعماله. افتشغار اتي في افمو خائب انخم بكون شني أوين عن ثلين أو جم مكاريون أو جن رفتان خو
تناتي جفاي بخنو مسمي
تفوف ان يونتفنوتي او افني بنت عن بن اتفش برمون
آمين
افنس مويرو
آمين
اف ارانجي ادنين مفا فين يتروفن آجيوس ماتتيز أوين أبوستولوس الثواب إذغو إموس جيتشي أومي فورن كتفتيرو فإلار بيباسون مايتون أفنف إجنتنون وان كميش En setif epko volenteni novi fayaret fempa eref mevi
fay be
فوت من انسان بدبنون افتوت في ايفولكن او ارفرم او ما او اتاف شبرمون
آمين
آمين
قدس كما انت من الامان صعود الى السماء تجلس عن يمينك ايها الاب ودور الثاني الاتي من السماوات المخوف المملو مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال.
اسجدوا لله بخوف ورعدا
فين سوما اف او انت
امين
او باي افود اون ان سوف افتايوت انت ديانتيكي ام فيري الخطايا حياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه.
يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم.
نسألك يا المسيح إلهنا ثبت أساس الكنيسة.
يا رب
Tenderness of love may take root in us. The unmoverul iman, sahlen lana tariq al taqwa.
Ya Rabbu Rahman.
The shepherds control and those whom the shepherd confirm. بغاءً للإكليروس نسكاً للرهبان والراهبان.
يا رب ارحم.
Purity to those in virginity, virtuous life to those in wedlock. رحمن الذين في التوبة صلاحاً للأغنياء.
يا رب ارحم.
Meekness to the pious, help to the poor. الشيوخ قوهم والذين في الحداثة ادبوا. Unbelievers restore, let the schisms of the church come to an end. ارفع عنا الغلال وباء واجعل باب الكنيسة مفتوحا للمؤمنين.
يا رب
تعظم للبدا نحن كلنا حسبنا في وحدانية التقوى.
يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم.
Make us unworthy, our master, partake of your holies unto purification of our souls, body and spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit and may share inheritance with all the saints who pleased you since the beginning.
Remember, O Lord, the peace of your only one holy Catholic Apostolic Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired unto yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep here in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in error and foremost. Remember, O Lord, the blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Father, Patrick, our Abbotodorus II, his partner, the Apostolic Liturgy, our Father, the Bishop, Unambabulus.
Pray for Archpriest Pope Paul Joseph II, Pope Patriarch and Archbishop of the Great Seal of Alexandria, and his partner in the Apostolic Liturgy, our Father, the Bishop, Unambabulus, and for Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who are defying the word of truth with them, grant them unto your holy church to shepherd flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegumen priests and deacons.
Pray for the hegumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام كل الذين في البتولية وطهارات كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا معا
ارحمنا يا
of this place which is yours in every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of this city of ours and of all cities, districts, towns, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's faith, gracious according, O Lord, the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the waters of the river, the seeds, the herbs, and plants of the field, this year bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising and the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm. Have compassion upon his creation, which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
أصعدها كمقدارها كنعمتك فرح وجه الأرض ليروح حرثها ولتكثر أثمارها أعد للزرع والحصاد ودبر حياتنا كما يليق. بارك إكليل السنة بصلاحك من أجل فقراء شعبك من أجل الأرملة واليتيم والغريب والضيف أجلنا كل نحن الذين نرجوك ونطلب اسمك القدوس لأن أعين الكل تترجاك أنت الذي تعطيهم طعامهم في حين حسن اصنع معنا حسب صلاحك يا معطيا طعاما لكل ذي جسد املأ قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما كي نحن ايضا استكون لنا الكفايه في كل شيء كل حين نزداد بكل عمل صالح
يا رب
للمعوزين
يا رب ارحم
Release to those in captivity acceptance to the orphans
Lord have mercy
مساعدة للأرامل المتضايقون أشبعهم بالخيرات
يا رب ارحم
Raise the fallen confirm the upright
Lord have mercy
دون اذكرهم المعترفون اقبل اليك اعترافهم
يا رب ارحم
sinners repented, count them with your faithful, and your faithful count them with your murders.
Lord, have mercy.
الذين هنا اجعلهم متشبهين بملائكتك ونحن أيضا المدعوين بنعمتك إلى خدمتك ونحن غير مستحقين اقبلنا إليك
يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم.
Remember, O Lord, and also have brought unto you this gift whose on behalf they have been brought and this by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly
pray for the soul and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
So, Lord, the command of your only begotten Son that we share in the commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning, our holy fathers, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirit of the righteous who consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly give birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John of Arm up to the martyr, and Stephen Darnican, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, and the martyr, the patriarch Saint Severus, our teacher, Discunus, Saint Athanas, the apostolic, then Peter, the holy martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Theologian, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 disciples in Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus, Nympenioten, Zikios, Penishti of Antonius, Nympismi of Pavli, Nempishom tes ovavavavari, Nemnoshiri tiro en estavrovo orus, Nempenyut ava yoannis be romenos, Nempenyut ava bishoi bimis mi piromen teleios, Pimenerit, ente pi enso tiren, ava. Asus, wa abanan babula tamuhi, wa haskiyal tilmizu, wa sayyadayna nabawain rumiyayin, Maximus ودوماديوس وأنت سوى الأربعين شهيدا شيو شهيد والقوي القديس أنبا موسى ويحنس كاملكس وأبا
آل القمص وأبانا أنباء زيزوروس القدس وأبانا أنباء بخوم أب الشركة وتدروس تلميذه وأبانا أنباء شنود رئيس المتوحدين وأبانا أنباء ويصا تلميذه وأبانا أنباء تكلا هيمنون وأبانا أنباء إبراهام أسقف الفيوم والجيزة والقمص ميخائيل البحيري تلميذه وأبانا البطريرك البابا كيرلس السادس والأرشدياكون حبيب جيرجس and all the choir of your saints whose prayers and supplications have mercy on us all and save us for the sake of your holy name which is called upon us.
Yeah. أحد يا رب الذين ذكرنا أسماءهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين في العهد منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين رقدوا وتنيحوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب اذكر نفس عبدك جان وديع تفضل يا رب نيح نفوسهم جميعا في أعضان أبائنا القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع خضرة على مرحة في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي هرب منه الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسي
Spirit.
throne all the way into your kingdom, that as in this, so also in all things, your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit.
نشكر الله ضابط الكل يا ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح، لأنه جعلنا أهلا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. وأيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة إصعاد أسرار الإلهية غير المائتة. Christos in Jepi Vandoratur, Choice Penuti.
Amen, amen. Prosevexos de.
خالق غير المري غير المحا غير المستحيل غير المفحوص الذي أرسل نوره الحقيقي ابنه الوحيد يسوع المسيح الكلمة الذاتي الكائن في حضن الأبوي كل حين أتى وحلى في الحشاء البتول غير الدنس ولدت وعذراء وبتوليتها دائما. Heavenly hosts chant unto him, crying and saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
I'm
مستحقين ما من سيدنا الصالح محب البشر لكي بقلب تعال نسبحك مع روح القدس ثانوت القدوس المساوي ونرفع عيننا فوق إليك أيها الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول أبانا الذي في السماوات
تقدس اسمك يأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم ذنوبنا كما نحن أيضا المذنبين علينا ولا تكلنا في تكليفنا لكن نجنا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك القوة والمجد إلى الأبد
Christos Jesus been joined.
Tos kefalos emon tokeio eklina ate
nobion soki
اذكر يا رب اجتماعاتنا باركنا
سوتيس امين كتاب ماتيسوس متفوفو ثيو بروس امين
امين كريالايسون
Sangi Israeli Tons Krios Christos in Theo Sayas Musanem Neomarionami.
Iso Balagios Betiere, Iso Balagios Seos, Ento Balagion Ebne Bama.
قدس ودم كريم حقيقي ليسوع المسيح ابن العنامي يوم تيم يوم سوما كيما لين ثنوني سورين سوتو ايوتو ثيو بونامي The blood of Emmanuel, our God, this is in truth. Amen.
I believe.
Amen, 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 Truly, I believe that his divinity pardoned not from his humanity for a single moment, nor a twinkling of an eye, given for us for salvation, the remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who set us concerning them. Remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Alleluia.
Accepted the preaching of Gabriel when the angel preached to her gently.
تمت ستة أشهر بتمام لها من بعد العقرية لا يكون لإله قط كلام إلا وفي قدرة أزلية خطرت حمامة في
Mary saw the sun.
The bear.